This is episode number 2203 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 5th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, after a 13-year hiatus from the world of romantic comedies, I think probably because it was all the work she had done, she wasn't camera ready.
Who are we talking about?
Meg Ryan.
Oh, Meg Ryan. Wow. It's been 13 years.
She's heading back on set as both director and star.
Wow. She must be playing a grandmother, a beloved grandmother. Or a cougar. Or both.
She was so cute.
Oh, my God. Everybody had a crush on her.
I even had a crush on her.
Most people had a crush on her. She was cute. She basically, like, was all of it. And you know, that little turned up smile she has or had.
Total girl next door.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. I miss Meg Ryan.
I miss the real Meg Ryan. I know. Not the...
I'm going to go back and watch a bunch of rom-coms like a little girl that I am.
So Meg's going to be directing and starring in the upcoming romantic comedy, What Happens Later, and it co-stars the X-Files actor. I guess he's a sex addict recovery, maybe.
Oh, you're talking about David Duchovny? I think he's done with that. So, I think he got fixed. And I don't mean that. I don't mean it. No. I think he was treated and he's better. That's what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say he got neutered. I didn't mean to say that. Like he's a dog. Yeah, oh my God. Ooh. Man,
well, it could be like our one of our stories yesterday about they had to, you know, put it on his arm for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Okay, that's all I'll say about that. Anyway, she shared it on Instagram Tuesday because, you know, well, she didn't tweet it, so I don't know if everyone's going to know.
Well,
but Instagram, so, you know.
Instagram's plenty big. Yeah.
So the film will follow two characters who used to be in a relationship long ago, and as luck and the world of rom-coms would have it, the two were reunited after being snowed in at an airport decades later after their breakup.
Of course they are.
Decades later.
Of course they are.
Now, Meg's last rom-com was Serious Moonlight in 2009.
Huh. Wow.
And she was still in the 40s.
Yeah, she was still in her 40s. She's like 60 now. But you know what's weird? She's 60. But
no!
You know what's weird?
I can't. Yeah, my ears.
How old is Tom Hanks? No. He's older than 60. So they couldn't do a Tom Hanks. I guess they could.
Yes, they could.
But it's not going to be right. And Tom Hanks is kind of gray now and looking kind of old in the face. I don't think so.
That's okay.
No, nobody's going to go see a rom-com about a bunch of senior citizens. I'm sorry. I mean, there's nothing wrong with senior citizens. There's nothing wrong with love after 60 or 50 or 80. I don't really care about that. But when we go to see movies, we're not going to go see movies like that. So good luck for her. I don't think she's going to have a lot of success at it.
Nobody's going
to see Duchovny either. It's like,
well, see, I think the curiosity factor may be there for Meg Ryan because it's Meg Ryan. Huh. But
so this is Duchovny.
Huh. Well, there you go.
See,
I think the co-star is going to negate the positivity we could get from Meg Ryan.
Favorite Meg Ryan rom-com ever?
Oh, don't
come on!
Make me
hurry
choose.
Up! Hurry up!
I can't.
I think the very best is
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah. And because, you know what? Bruno Kirby was in it. Carrie Fisher was in it. It was just a fantastic
movie. It's hard to top
movie.
That one.
It really is.
Billy Crystal.
It was great. It was wonderful.
Yeah. It's really hard. You can't top it. I know. Well, I think Kanye was feeling bad because we kept talking about, you know, Kimmy's dress and stuff. So we haven't talked about, Ye in a while. So let's do it.
Okay.
A Texas pastor is suing Kanye West.
He's being sued.
Yep. For copyright infringement.
Wow. You said a pastor, right?
Yes.
Well, that seems weird, doesn't it?
Kind of? But I'll tell you why.
Why?
He's suing Kanye over allegations that he used unauthorized samples of a recorded sermon in one of the songs on Donda.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
So there's been a lawsuit filed Tuesday in a good old Texas city called Dallas Federal Court. Bishop David P. Moton.
David
P. Moton. Bishop.
Sounds official. Well, he's a bishop. Yeah, he is official.
Otherwise, it would just be David Moton.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he put the P in there, so it makes it like, whoa, he's someone.
Oh, you know, you put your middle initial in something. It's very, very important.
I mean, come on, you know that.
Not to
I
be mean, confused just, with your mom using your middle name. Then you're screwed.
It's different. But, yeah, when you hear your middle name after your first name, you know you better, you know, open your ears.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or get soap.
Mm.
He claimed that roughly 20% of Kanye's Come to Life is composed of a sample from one of his sermons.
Oh, he must have got off of YouTube. What do you think?
I think
he probably got off of YouTube. Because everybody thinks YouTube is like free game. It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
So it's there's a, let's see, part of a sermon from both the very beginning and again throughout the song.
Oh, wow. So he's like relying on this for the whole song. Kanye.
So you think that his doyas would have told him you can't do that, Kanye.
Well, you know, it's funny. I can imagine him sitting around the ranch.
Yeah.
In Montana with his legal team.
I think he was wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah, probably. And they're warning him, you know, yeah, you can't do this. You know, that's copyright infringement. And you know he said something like to the effect of like,
I'm
I can
Kanye
do
West.
Whatever I want
uh-huh.
and you're fired.
Probably. If they actually told him, because they probably said, you tell him.
I don't want to tell him.
So Come to Life is approximately 5 minutes and 10 seconds in length. So approximately 1 minute and 10 seconds of this song recording is sampled directly from plaintiff's sermon.
Well, here's the deal. First off, the good reverend or minister or pastor or whatever his title is, you know, he was preaching the good word. And, you know, I think that Kanye was just caught up in all that. And I think that he just decided, you know what, this would be a good thing. I will spread the word. That's what it means, right? Spread the word. No. I will say this.
In some cases, but I don't think this one.
I bet you didn't know this.
What?
The Holy Bible is copyrighted, and there's a rule about how many verses you can recite in public at a public church or something like that from one book. Did
really?
You know that? Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Look it up. Fun facts. I don't know why I know this stuff. I just
because
do.
You were the trivia king.
No, I'm not the trivia queen. I'm not
the... Maybe.
Oh my God. Speaking of queens,
at Christmas.
Queen of my life, of course, is Halle Berry. There, I said it. She could be royalty for as long as she stands on the face
your
of the earth.
Poor wife.
My wife doesn't care. She really doesn't. She knows I'm harmless.
Is your wife the court jester? Is that what it is?
No. No, my wife is also a queen. I had to say that because she listens to the show. More Who Cares tomorrow.
She knows you're full of crap.
Yeah, she does. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.